This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I've purposely made the parasha share a little bit shorter because I was aware that the halacha slot is going to be a bit longer. But two, I hope, very interesting ideas to share with you. The pasuk says the famous words of Bochar Tovachayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've given you the choice, either choose Chaim and goodness, or Ves Hamoves Ves Hara, or death and evil and bad. Hadois Bachem Ayoim, etc., or Bochar Tobachaim. Choose life, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho. Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe says a very interesting question. You know, you read the Pasuk, it's my mitzvah parsha, so I have read this many times. Bochar Tobachaim, you choose life, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho, in order that you live. Isn't that obvious? Your Bachar Tabachaim in order that you should live. Well, obviously. So what does it mean, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho? What exactly is that phrase of Bachar Tabachaim, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho? Says Ramosha, the next paragraph, second box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. O Bachar Tabachaim, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho. Lichora, Lo Muvan Mashem Messiah, O Bachar Tabachaim. Why does the Pasuk end, O Bachar Tabachaim, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho? Shem Kavonis HaKosov Latam, if it's explaining it, Hari Kva Omer Le'el, Shem Lo Yaseh Tov Misa. We've already said that the alternative is Misa, which means you're not going to live. So what does that mean, O Bachar Tabachaim, Leman Tichye? Is that obvious? Venira, says Ramosha, De Bole Lamdenu, Da Bechira Batov, Shem Bachaim, In other words, says Ramosha, when the Torah says Bochar Tabachayim, it's not telling you what to choose, it's telling you how to choose it. If you choose Chaim with a certain passion and with a certain excitement, with a certain positivity, then Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho, that will spill over to your children. That is Chinuch advice number one. You know, I was away just now for Shabbos. My wife and I went to we had a Shabbaton in Kent somewhere, nothing to do with Hasmonean, sort of new Kiruv organization to give Shirim there. And a lot of young couples who are beginning their sort of their married lives. And a lot of them with sort of very young families. So one fellow came up to me and said, can I ask you some chinuch questions? Yeah, pleasure. First question, which is more important, school or home? It's a good question. So someone who teaches in school, of course, it's home. Nothing to do with us. Yeah, nothing to see here. But the truth is, home is critical. It's not. You can't just sort of. It's not a dry cleaning service that you send them in, and you know, hopefully, 5 o'clock they come out all dry cleaned. It's the home is the real incubator where it all happens. Says Ramesha, the pasuk in this week's Sedra is telling us how to do it. Or bochar to bachayim, choose life, not what to choose, but how to choose it. In a positive, with an excitement that you're looking forward to Yontif, there's a joy in the air, Leman Tichye Atov Zarecho. So that should spill over to the next generation. The Torah wrote, the next paragraph, the Torah wrote, so she asked, Kiyum HaMitzvot Limud Torah B'Simcha Gedola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep mitzvahs, to live Yiddishkeit with a simcha. Mishum Shirak Zehu Ikachiyusa, because that should be, this is the center of my life. This is the Ikachiyus. V'han also, this is my real pleasure. V'lo Michaya Hevel She'enem Klum Neged Achai Netzach. And not just with getting caught up with transient nonsense. V'im Yikayim HaTorah V'Amitzvot B'Simcha, Zeh Yashpia Harbe Gam Al Zara V'Tamidov. This will spill over to the next generation. That's really important. Sheyiru Shekim, you know, Ramosh himself says that, you know, the famous anecdote that Ramosh always says, that Nebuch people came over in the 20s and the 30s from Europe, they came to America, and they struggled to keep Shabbos because Parnassah was impossible. If you don't come to work tomorrow on a Shabbos, then don't bother coming back on Monday morning. And I mean, these are nisyonos that we don't really have. And it's very challenging. And even those who withstood that nisoyon and they didn't go to work the next day, they didn't go to work on Shabbos, but they sat at their Shabbos table with a heavy heart. Shver tzizai na'id, it's difficult. And that spilled over to the next generation, sadly. And that's why the assimilation rate, perhaps, in America is so astonishingly high, whatever it is, 70% or even more. Because if it's so difficult to be Jewish, why do I need it? So it's the attitude, the contrast that with a fellow who got his pink P45, his dismissal piece of paper. He got a pink sheet, came out every week. But he saw it as a badge of pride that he would take them and he'd decorate his sukkah full of pink sheets. And that was his sukkah, because I see this as a badge of pride. So it's a different story. It's borne out with the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Take a look at the next box. Vayoma Hashem al Moshe, again, Ramosha Feinstein. Vayoma Hashem al Moshe, Emor al Kehanim b'nei Aaron v'amartu aleihem. It's a famous vata Ramosha. In the beginning of Parshas Emor, which deals with teaching the Kohanim about the halachas of Kohuna, the Pasuk says, Emor el Kohanim, tell the Kohanim, v'omar to aleihem, and tell them, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amov, that they can't become Tomei for their Kohanim, they can't become Tomei. Says Rashi, obvious problem, why the repetition? Emor el Kohanim, v'omar to aleihem, so says Rashi the question in two words, Emor v'amato, question mark, why the repetition? Says Rashi, Lahazir Gudolim Alaktanim, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, I think, the Hazir Gudolim Alaktanim, to warn the adult Kohanim, they should tell their children Kohanim that they also cannot go into Beis HaKvaros, even though they're not Gudolim. Fine, end of Rashi. Says Ramosha, it doesn't fit into the words. You've got to feed it back into Rashi. Yeah, whenever you learn a Rashi, you've got to test it. If that's Pshat, feed it back into the Pasuk now. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayom Hashem al Moshe emel ha-Kohanim, tell the Kohanim, v'omar to aleihem, and tell who? The children? It should have said, v'omar to libneichem. V'omar to aleihem is, go tell them, means the adults. So it's the grammar's wrong. It says, Moshe, no. It's exactly right. You want to make sure that the kids do it. Emel ha-Kohanim, tell the parents that they're going to keep it. V'omar to aleihem, and keep it good, keep it properly. If you keep it with exactitude and with passion, forget the kids. They'll do it. Because they'll see you do it with perfection, with excitement. That is the best chinuch. That's exactly what it means. L'hasir gudolim alaktanim. Kids learn everything from parents. Must have told you the story before, but there's a famous, Pesach Kron tells a great story. Shabbos party. Remember that in primary school? So, the kids, they're three-year-old kids. The little kid, 3 years old, he puts on a Shabbos jacket, Shabbos hat, Shabbos badge, Shabbos daddy, right? And he's sitting opposite his 3-year-old Shabbos mommy and the Shabbos guest. Remember that? And he says that one time, this little 3-year-old Shabbos daddy is getting quite into it. He's a bit of an actor. So he sits down at the Shabbos table with his badge and his hat and everything. And he's sitting opposite his 3-year-old Shabbos mommy. And he goes like this. He goes, it's been a tough week. Yeah, it's been a tough week. And then he looks across and he says, darling, get me a beer from the fridge. Right? Because we model what we see at home. Now, did I say the story of Rav Nevinstal recently? I said it somewhere. Was it not here? Okay, I'll tell you this story because I think this brings out the point better than I could ever say, ever in words can describe. A few years ago, 2 years ago, my daughter was in Sen. So she calls me on Thursday. We were talking and what are your plans for Shabbos? She says, remember Mrs. Gallandow got remarried? So she got married to some guy in the old city. I'm going there for Shabbos. I said, listen, this is not some guy from the old city. The person who Mrs. Gallandow remarried is Rav Nevinsal, who is one of the Gedolei Hador, who is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's greatest disciple, who finishes Shas twice a year, who's the Rav of the old city. That's where you're going for Shabbos. Right? Fine. Okay, thanks, Ben. So, for Motze Shabbos, I was quite keen to hear how the Shabbos was. So, she told me something amazing. So, Friday night, they're not a young couple. I don't know exactly how old they are, but they must be well into their 80s. So, Friday night, they have the meal. It's the winter times. So they have their meal. They just tell them about the cocktail. They come back. They have their meal. 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever it is. By 8 o'clock, 8:30, the meal finishes. So, Nevinsal and his wife, they're tired. They retire for the night. They say goodnight, good Shabbos. My daughter's not yet ready to go to bed. So she goes down to the cocktail again and she comes back and she said about 11:30, she's sitting with a few friends at the Nevinsal's kitchen table, eating rogalach. And all of a sudden, Rav Nevinsal comes out of his bedroom, fully dressed, and he is up for the day. He is up for the day. And he's going to learn now 5 hours or so, 5-6 hours before his netz minyan, which takes place in his house. He has an open netz minyan in his house. It's 3 minutes from the kotel. I've been there, I've davened there. He has a netz minyan, then you have open Q&A afterwards with the kiddush. And I've asked some questions there. So it's open to everyone. So he gets up at 11:30 p.m. to learn for several hours before the netz minyan in his house. Now, I could tell my daughter the importance of Limud HaTorah and Amelus BaTorah and putting effort in. And I could give her 1,000 lectures about it. But when she sees Rav Nevinzal come out of his bedroom at 11:30 p.m. having gone to bed 2-3 hours earlier and is up for the day, then that speaks volumes. Now, I don't know Rav Nevinzal Shulov or whatever, but I know one or two, but I'm sure you see a chinuch like that, that speaks volumes. That's pshat emar lakahanim v'amar ta'alehem. Tell the parents to be particular about it. If they're particular, that will feed into the kids. Okay, that's ubochar to b'chayim. Now, let's just finish with this. This concept of bechir, of choosing life, I think is also very relevant to Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Hashem, come Rosh Hashanah, come Monday, Tuesday, we're going to blow shofar. Why is shofar so important? What is it all about? So I heard the following from Rav Hartman, who quoted the Pachad Yitzchak. It's Rav Hutna. It comes from the Rav Hutna in Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Maimechafhei. He says the following amazing idea. The Vilna Gaon says, what is the whole focus of Rosh Hashanah? The focus is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is a Melech. What is the difference between a Melech and a Moishel? Famous question. So the Vilna Gaon famously says that a Melech, a king, is where you voluntarily choose to serve him. Right? Here in London, we've had the last week, we've seen this huge outpouring of love and affection for the late queen. That we understand that. That's a melech. A moishel is a dictator who forces his views on the people. We've seen that as well around the world. That's the difference between a melech and a moishel. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu become a melech? So if you think about it, he only became a melech when human beings had opted to choose him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates legions of malachim and animals and things. They're not choosing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've got no real bechira. They've got to do it. So he's like a moishel until that point. When did he become a melech? When Adam HaRishon was born and he first had the opportunity to exercise his bechira. When did that happen? Says the Pasuk, Perek Beis in Bereishis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayitze Hashem Elokim Es Adam Ofim El Adama, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he blew into his nostrils, Vayhi Adam, and then he became a human being, L'nefesh Chaya. Then, all of a sudden, this physical body had a soul, and he was able to exercise, he had a choice, Bechira, good, bad. When he chose to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech. Shofar represents Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam HaRishon, gave him his neshama, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech. True, the shofar represents the point in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech. And therefore, to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, we blow shofar to remind us of that original Vayipach Ba'apov, that we choose to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we exercise our Bechira, and we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, from a Moishel into a Melech. There's more to say on that, but that's the gist. So there we have it. Parshas Nitzavim, Rosh Hashanah, Bachar to Bachayim, not what to choose, but how to choose. And the message of the Shofar, again, of choosing life, of that anniversary of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the Melech, when man was able to exercise his Bechira, and choose to follow him. Okay. Kol tov. K'siv v'chsima tova.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.